Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Welcome on the show. So first of all, now the floods have been affecting high and low right throughout all of New South Wales and even southern Queensland. Are there any long-term or short-term effects on the flooded property itself, such as price, structure, land?
While the house prices have generally rebounded after floods in the past, this more recent weather event could deter buyers for some years, as many houses were, as you could see from the news, 80% to 90% underwater in the Hawkesbury and Richmond areas. During the pandemic, they actually rose house prices 30, 40%. But I see a pause in this rise, unless it's a desperate sale, in those areas. Just to recount, in the 2011 floods, conditions were different at that time as the market was in a downturn. So prices went up in early 2012, whereas this recent flood in Queensland and New South Wales, the prices are already on a mature growth cycle, as I put it. So recovery could take some years. Because potential buyers, would be put off by, the news of all those images of cleanups and all the insurance premiums and everything like that. Flooding does affect permanent structures and of the buildings and walls and foundations, and property prices are lower in flood-prone areas, even if there isn't a flood because of the risk.
Yeah, it's quite devastating, isn't it? But what about
Very devastating.
the overall impact? Are there any effects on the property market in the flooded areas compared to others? Like you said, they're quite lower price, but is there any changes to insurance premiums or rental prices?
I think in the medium term, this recent flooding could lead to the local authority, redrawing the flood zones to include new areas, not previously considered a flood risk, especially in northern New South Wales and the northwest. If areas are designated as a flood risk, like in Brisbane, the prices have been discounted by up to 60% in some areas, because this flooding event is historic. On average, the estimated cost to the New South Wales economy is around 250 million on average. And this recent flood event is going to be costing around 2.6 billion. So it is
Wow,
a
that's quite a
whole
markup.
different, quite a markup. This event was, as you saw from the news, it just affected, well, not only Queensland, but this more South Wales areas. So the prices will be affected.
Yeah, the recovery cost must be exorbitant as well. So are the property managers helping property owners or tenants to help recover from these floods?
I think the property managers can assist the owners by one, ensuring that the owners have adequate insurance cover. If property is severely damaged, organize as soon as possible to end the tenancy or help find alternate accommodation or continue tenancy at a reduced rate if there's only minor damage. Although the landlords aren't responsible for temporary accommodation, it's best maybe to waive all the rentals while the property is uninhabitable, help tenants with their insurance, and tenants and landlords can formally end agreements and re-sign a new agreement when the property is the repairs are all complete. Also, there is help via government financial support websites like temporary housing support packages for owners and tenants. Rental to those home payments are 10,000 for owner occupiers, 5,000 for tenants and for investors. And also rental assistance payments, depending on how many persons in the property, from one person $1,500 up to six persons $4,400. But best for them to access those government websites and see what is available. Yeah.
That's quite reassuring for everyone affected.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there any advice for property owners or future property owners who are looking at or who have property in natural disaster prone areas and minimizing the risk of damage?
Well, owners would need to do their own. If I was advising, I'd advise them to do their research in future when buying. I mean, my advice would be to sell off, if they do have properties in flood prone areas, to sell off if they're happy to sell off the property when after the cleanup and repairs are all done throughout the town.
Mm-hmm.
I think listings will fall before they rise, as many owners will sell up and may leave the area. The only real advice, you know, is to do research on local councils, their fact sheets, be better informed, regard bushfires, floods, and natural events like that.
Yeah. Thank you very much. That seems very helpful for all of this.
Yeah.
Very informative advice, but thank you very much. And that's all we have time for today.